Why did you come? Why did you come tonight? 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 Set your goal. Set your goal. I would like for you to think about something that you were thinking about today. Something you'd like some clarity on tonight. Think of something you'd like some clarity on tonight. Think about something you'd like to resolve. And think of something that you're grateful for. Think of something that you are thinking about, something you may be concerned about, and something that you're grateful about. There is nothing to fear. That's important. There is nothing to fear. I mean, the idea that there's nothing to fear simply states a fact. But you know, it's not a fact that there's nothing to fear for somebody who believes in their illusions. But I'm telling you, your illusions are not facts. The truth is, regardless of what it looks like, there's nothing to fear. And it's very easy to recognize that there's nothing to fear. But it's very difficult to recognize there's nothing to fear if you want to be afraid. So the practice periods are very short, very simple, and very frequent. We're just going to repeat the idea there is nothing to fear as often as possible. You want to use the idea that there's nothing to fear with your eyes closed or open in any situation, any circumstance. But when you find yourself afraid, tell yourself as soon as possible, there is nothing to fear. It's important that you use the idea immediately if something is disturbing your peace of mind right now. Sure sign that you trusted in your own strength separate from your Creator. The presence of fear is a sure sign that you're trusting in your own strength. And if you're aware there is nothing to fear, if you are aware that there's nothing to fear, it just means that somewhere inside of you, you recognize that you have the strength of God in you. And you let that strength take the place of your weakness. And when you're willing to let the strength of the universe take the place of your weakness, there is indeed nothing to fear. So we're going to take a couple of minutes just to say it. There is nothing to fear. 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 nothing to fear. There is 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 nothing to fear.
And you can bring the light back up. Thank you. So remember, the Course in Miracles, the only guidelines to the Course is that you don't have to believe it, you don't have to welcome it. Some of it you might find hard to believe. Some of it might be startling. If you use it, though, you'll see that it's true. And tonight, I'm letting spirit take over. Usual. The first thing I'm going to do, if you got a book, let's go to page 357. I got some extra ones up front for loan of copies if somebody wants to borrow one.
Oh my gosh.
It says God established his relationship with you to make you happy. So the Course says our Creator established his relationship with us to make us happy. And then the Course says our Creator is love. So we could say love created this relationship with you to make you happy. So love is supposed to make you happy. Love is supposed to make you happy. Nothing you do that doesn't share that purpose of your happiness can be real. Nothing that you do that doesn't share the same purpose that God has for you, which is happiness, the Course says, can be real. I love that. So the purpose that God ascribed to anything is its only function. Because of God's reason for creating God's relationship with you, the function of relationships became forever to make happy. The function of a relationship is to make happy. The function of a relationship is to make happy. The function of a relationship is to make happy. The function of a relationship is to make happy. The function of a relationship, if I'm in a relationship with you, the function of it is for us to experience some joy. If I'm in a relationship with you, the function is to have happiness. If I'm in a relationship, it's not just to learn and to work out your stuff and have security. The purpose of a relationship is happiness. The purpose of a relationship is happiness, and according to the Course, I love this last line, it says, and nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else. The purpose of our relationship tonight, the purpose of us being with each other tonight is to experience happiness and
nothing else.
Nothing else. Nothing, nothing else. Okay, nothing else. Okay. Then it says, to fulfill this function, you have to relate to your creations as God to His. So your creations, and you can take that to mean your creations. So you got to relate to the things that you create the same way that what created you is relating to you. So everything that Earl creates or extends in his experience, then I need to have the function of bringing joy to that as well as receiving joy from that. Just like my creation is in relationship with my creators for the purpose of joy. Now, if you're into struggle consciousness, you're feeling a lot of resistance. Okay? If you're into struggle consciousness, it's very difficult to hear anything that has anything to do with easy. happy, loving. But personally, this is turning me on. Okay, so then jump over to the heal relationship on page 362. Paragraph 2. And the course calls a holy relationship a healed relationship, a happy relationship. So we're trying to take our relationships from fear to love. So if there's any relationship in your life right now that you don't have peace with, you want that to be changed to a holy relationship, which is a relationship based on peace and joy and happiness. Is this correct?
Right.
Yes.
Okay, well, the first thing we need to understand, I'm going to share with you tonight the steps that you're going to go through when you say you want to change the relationship for the better. Okay? So if you say, I really want to be happy in a relationship, this is what's going to happen. Now, I'm going to say one more time. You all want to be happy in your relationships. Is this right? And do you have a relationship in particular that you can think of that you love to see more joy and peace in? Okay. I'm going to give you the stages that the course says you're going to go through when you're trying to have peace and happiness and joy in a relationship. In this course fashion, I guarantee you won't be what you expect to hear, probably. Okay? So let me start. It says, a holy relationship, which I'll call, the whole course called the healed relationship, is a major step towards perception of the real world. But a healed relationship is learned. So when you're studying the course, and you say, and you could go, well, what does that mean? What do you mean that the healed, happy, loving relationship is learned? Well, it's the old, unhappy, unhealed relationship, but it's transformed. And the course defines transformed as seen anew. So if I'm going to have a transformed relationship with you, I got to see you in a new way. If you want to have a transformed relationship with anything, you have to see it in a new way. So there's no way you can keep seeing things the same way you've seen them and expect to get a different result. Mm-hmm. The thing isn't going to change. If I'm standing in front of a mirror, whatever it looks like I'm wearing in the mirror is not going to change until I change my clothes. Okay, so you're living in a mirror, and so nothing's going to reflect anything back different to you until you are given something else in the mirror. So everybody that's sitting back waiting for everything to change, and everybody that love them, and they're just waiting for the person that's worthy of their dysfunctional love, in that process, you know what I'm saying, nothing's going to change, especially you guys. So y'all can hang it up, because you're old, ancient, moldy souls. That's why mold. You've been around the block so many times, you know what's going to happen before it even happens. That's why as soon as you get into something, you get depressed. You know, because you already know. We've been around this block so many times, pretending like we don't know that we are unlimited spiritual beings in a physical body. We've had so many opportunities to learn what love is. We all know we are more than what we think we are, and we all know there's more to this than it looks like. Anybody who's attracted to a class like this, whether they think it or not, that's really the truth. And so they're ready to have real relationships. They're tired of the guilty relationships, the painful relationships. And this is friendships. This can be lovers. This can be your relationship to your car. It's anything that you are not giving yourself peace with is what the course defines as a special relationship. It's a relationship that means more to you than your own happiness. And any relationship that means more to you than your own happiness is a false idol, and it's going to hurt you. It's okay for us to have equal happiness, but at the point I want yours more than I want mine, I'm tipping the scale over into the sacrifice realm. Because now I'm going to start giving up what I want. Now, if I'm doing it for you and I want to do it for you and I feel great doing it for you, it's no sacrifice. But if I'm doing it for you and I'm resenting doing it for you, it's a sacrifice. So sacrifice is really an attitude. It's not a behavior. Can everybody get with me on that? It's when you say there's no act that's sacrifice. There's an attitude that's sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? If I want to work 90 hours a week, you know, to take care of my kids, and that's really what I want to do, and it turns me on, then you're not going to hear me say I'm sacrificing for my kids. If I'm resentment and hoping them little bastards earn a lot of money so they can pay me back, then, you know, I'm going to work tonight anyway, even if I don't want to. But you're going to pay for it later on. You better be famous. You know, so we're trying to go for the real deal, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, I do the unthinkable in the Course in Miracles class. I actually read the Course in Miracles, so y'all have to hang with me on this. So what the Course says then is that the holy relationship, the healed relationship, the happy relationship is a phenomenal teaching accomplishment. And all its aspects, as it begins, develops, and becomes accomplished, The healed relationship represents the reversal of your old unhealed relationship. So you want a relationship that's the reversal of the relationship that you have right now. That could be to God, that could be to yourself, that could be to your finances. You could want a reverse relationship to your financial relationship. Is that right? You could want a reverse relationship to your body relationship. So you can apply the truth to anything. The Course is primarily talking about perception, but the truth can be applied to anything. So if you want to have a transformed relationship with anything in your life right now, then that means you're asking for a reversal of the way things are now. Okay? And then the Course says, be confident in this. I love that. That's when he slams you. Be confident in this. The only difficult phase is the beginning. Isn't that the truth? The hardest part of anything for us is getting started in the first place. That's the hardest part about it. What, getting up in the morning is the hardest part, isn't it? So the truth is, the Course is giving us some good news. It's saying if you're at the beginning, you're at the most difficult part. So that's great. You dealt with the hardest part at the very beginning, and the further you go along on the path, the easier things get. Quiet, because you are using it more and you are realizing the truth more and you're becoming more peaceful and you're becoming more loving. So how in the world could things not keep improving for you? So the hardest part is the beginning, especially if you're in a relationship and you want to see it different and you're ready tonight to try to see it different. And he tells them straight up, said, well, the hardest part about what I'm telling you to do is the beginning. So here we go. It says, you know why? Because the goal of the relationship is abruptly shifted to the exact opposite of what it was. He says that's the first result of offering the relationship to Spirit, to God, to love, to the Holy Spirit for His purposes. So the first thing you want to do, and I want to do, is I want to take all of my relationships, especially the one that I want to change, and I'm going to offer it to love, I'm going to offer it to the universe, I'm going to offer it to God, I'm going to offer it to something greater than me for its purpose. Now, that's opposite to what I was doing, because frankly, the reason why I got in a relationship with you in the first place was to get something I wanted. So now I'm saying that I want this relationship to serve the purpose of some higher purpose, some loving purpose, some real purpose, some awakening purpose. I want this relationship to serve some kind of an abundant purpose for us now, for Spirit now. Okay, everybody in agreement with that? Okay. Then it goes on to say, well, the next thing that you do is to realize that when you ask Spirit to take over in the relationship, the invitation is accepted when? Immediately. When? Immediately. Okay, so you just gave it up to Spirit, and that invitation was accepted immediately. And the Holy Spirit, which the Course defines as the part of you that's still in touch with God, the part of you that is God, your real self, the part of you that is sane and loving and brilliant and powerful, the Course says that's the Holy Spirit. Okay? So the Course says that part of you wastes no time. What? Wastes no time introducing the practical results of asking God to enter. So you're so set when you turn to me that I'm going to act immediately and I'm not going to waste no time. If we actually turn to something greater than us, the Course said, it don't waste no time trying to respond to us. It's kind of funny when you think about it. Say, wait a minute. He thought, turn to me? I've got to act immediately here. We got to move fast on this because you know how quick Earl will change his mind and take over again. So we got to act immediately, right? And so the Court says the minute that happens, it said that once God's or love's goal replaces yours. So when the goal of love and truth replaces your goal, which the Court says really our goal was to make ourselves afraid and to feel guilty, because if you don't love yourself, all you do is punish yourself and make yourself feel guilty a million different ways. So if you don't love yourself, you use all your relationships to make yourself feel fearful, separate, guilty, and afraid. When you love yourself, you use all your relationships to increase your sense of peace, happiness, freedom, security, love, and connection. Okay, so you can always tell how a person feels about themselves by the kind of relationships they have. Regardless of what they're telling you, talk is cheap. Check out the relationships. Okay? You know, I'm out with you for the first time, and I'm trying to impress and stuff. You know, hey, you just know I'm so peaceful and loving. And you study the Course? I study the Course too. You know, everything's cool, everything is great. I pride myself in just how peaceful I am. And then the waiter is 1 minute late, and I go, what's wrong with you? Where the manager at? Okay, see, if you're awake, you're checking that out. Because that person just revealed to you how they treat people who aren't special to them, and you know your specialness days are numbered. We all know that, right? So you want to see how a person treats a person when they are in their day-to-day reality. then that's the way they treat the person that you see them treating a certain way when you're with them. When they're with you, then they're trying to impress you usually and trying to get you to want their bait. So, some of y'all going fishing this weekend. You call me going out to meet somebody. You know, then you get your bait all ready before you get out there. You know what I'm saying? Get your bait all ready because you're getting ready to go fishing, right? Yeah, yeah. So I'm going fishing for a mind. I'm going fishing for a consciousness. I'm going fishing for an appetite. Now I'm paying more attention to the mind than I am to the body, and that's why they call it A Course in Miracles. Pardon the way it Red Sea is a piece of cake. Not checking out the butt first. That's the challenge. Okay, now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Y'all so holy. There's a bunch of Mother Teresa's in here. Everybody.
So what do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about. I've never checked out anybody. I don't
know. Explain that to me, you know. So anyway, it's hilarious to me. So the Course, not, so you're saying you're giving it to God, and because you're giving it to God, you think everything is just going to be roses. And the Course says, well, actually, when spirit takes over and it's accomplished very rapidly, it's going to make your relationship seem disturbed, disjunctive, and even quite distressing. What? Yeah, when you give it up, it's going to make your relationship seem disturbed, disjunctive, and even quite distressing. Well, why is that? Well, the reason is quite clear. Your relationship, crappy as it is now, is out of line with its own goal. Your relationship the way it is now, which is not peaceful and not loving and not consistent the way it should be, whatever that relationship is, the Course says, that's clearly unsuited to the purpose that's been accepted for it, which is to be happy and to be loving. So the Course says, in this unhappy, unhealed, unholy condition, he says, your goal was all this thing to give it meaning. And that's true. You know, the Course of the Old Thought says, this is about me. It's about really what I wanted. I'm be honest with you. You know, it's like when I was in the old thought system, when I looked at somebody, the first thing I thought about was how that relationship might serve me, how it might bring me joy, how it might keep me from having lonely nights, and maybe they'd be great to hang. I didn't immediately go, what can I do to make this person's life better? I went, wow, that's really cool. I think I'd like to get with that. Okay, right? So the Course says, well, that means if I'm going for a real relationship, a satisfying relationship, one that's not full of a lot of strife and conflict, the book says, well, I'm gonna get upset when I see just how out of alignment with the purpose my relationship is. And he says, your goal was all this thing to give it meaning. That's right. You just took away the meaning. I thought it was all about me. Now it's got to be all about us, and it's got to be all about the truth. Right? He says, now it seems to make no sense. It made a lot of sense when it was about my script. Now that you're saying take my script away for a minute, it doesn't make as much sense as it used to. Many relationships have broken off at this point. And the pursuit of the old goal reestablished in another relationship. That's right. It didn't work out with you. The script didn't work out with you. And so I'm going to find somebody else that my script will work out with. I'm going to pursue the old goal in a brand new relationship. I'm going to pursue the old goal in a brand new relationship. It's interesting, like for me, I always try to apply the Course to my day-to-day reality so that it'll seem like it's real to me. I don't do it in an abstract way. And one of the things I realized in my personal relationships was I really wanted to have a relationship with a really different type of woman than the kind I used to from the world when I was that way too. But I, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I really wanted a different kind of relationship. A different kind of relationship to me would be a relationship where the purpose of the relationship is each other's awakening to who they really are as spiritual beings, and as love and as peace and as happiness thrown, you know, with some really hard gym and funky dancing and stuff mixed in. You know what I mean? I mean, there's no reason, you know, you can go listen, you can go do everything you do in the world that you do right now and give it a brand new purpose and experience it at a level of joy you've never even thought you could enjoy. You know, so it's no sacrifice on this path. Which means I wanted to have a relationship with somebody who knew that love was freedom, and not limitation, exclusion, and guilt tripping, and scripting, and bargaining. I didn't want any more bargain relationships. I love you if you do this, and if you don't do this, I'm not going to be there for you. And I got all these rules and regulations and all this stuff that you got to meet, but I'm not going to give you my love. It's like, no. I want a different type of woman. I want one that's whole and complete and secure in herself, aware of her spiritual identity, or wants to be and wants to have fun and is passionate and free and uninhibited and wants to study and wants to, you know, use it to go to another level of consciousness and also to Las Vegas. I wanted it all. So Spirit said to me, well, you got to be it to have it. But you have to be it to have it. And all those qualities that you said you were looking for, you have to become them if you want to magnetize them. If you want to magnetize somebody like that, if you want to magnetize someone like that, you have to be it to have it. You got to get off that old paradigm, which is asking for people in situations and circumstances that have qualities you don't have. You know, you're the selfish person looking for an unselfish person. You're the jealous person looking for a person that's not jealous. You know, you're the person that don't know how to be affectionate looking for somebody to tell you how wonderful you are and kiss all over you all the time. You got to stop asking for the opposite of what you are if you want to go to the next level of consciousness. You have to be what you want to have. You got to make having and being the same thing. So then that let me know immediately what I had to do in order to attract those kind of people to me. And what I meant was I thought that there were like different kind of women and men. And what I realized was that it wouldn't make any difference for me to keep jumping from woman to woman if all the women had the same thought system. Because then I'd be dealing with the same person just in a lot of different bodies. You know what I'm saying? If you believe love is separation, and you believe love is separation, and you believe love is separation, and you believe love is possession, and you believe love is possession, and you believe love is possession, and you believe love, then I wouldn't be having a different relationship even if I kept changing women. You're not having a different relationship until you're dealing with a different kind of mind. So then it switched over to I'm looking for a certain kind of mind, and I got to become that mind. And then when I meet that person, that's really a different person. That now I've met a different woman, because now they're talking. I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience. I decide on the goal I would achieve. I'm innocent. I'm responsible for myself. I trust my. I'm all right with you. I'm all right without you. You are me. I am you. I want to be a safe place for you to grow, and I know everything is in divine order. And if I do get mad and you do get mad, we'll realize it's a call for love, and we'll go through it to the other side to where we really are. Because if I really love you, I don't have to be afraid of losing you. Okay, had to be it to have it. But before I could go to that level, I had to be willing to recognize that the relationship I was in was not meeting any of that. That's what he was saying, you know, that at the beginning you become appalled because you see that the relationship you're in is nothing like what you're asking for. He says that's how you know you've given it to the Holy Spirit, because when you gave it to the Holy Spirit, it opened your eyes, and when you opened your eyes, you saw that you didn't deserve to be in something like this. See, that's how you know when God's looking through your eyes. God is looking through your eyes when you say, damn. Because if it's not love and higher consciousness moving through you, you just accept anything that life offers you and anybody else, because you're looking through the eyes of fear and insecurity and that you have no value. So if I'm looking through those eyes, it'll make sense to me to stay in a crappy situation because I'm looking through the eyes of fear. But if I'm looking through the eyes of love, I immediately recognize what's not love. And so then I really want a real relationship. That's why I said in wanting a different kind of relationship, first of all, Then as you wake up when you're dealing with the Course, what happens is you really, and it doesn't matter what sex you fall in love with, because we're not bodies anyway. So, you know, that's your thing, and it depends on your background and what you've learned. You might have a lot of feelings and opinions about that, but that's okay too. But it really don't make any difference, because it's not what you are. You're not your genitals. Say that again. I am not my genitals. One more time. I am not my genitals. Okay, because sometimes it seems like people think you are. Right? That's what they want to get to first. I bet you that's some nice genitals over there. Okay. I'm channeling. I take no responsibility for anything that I said. I denied to the end. right. That's right.
Nobody's walked out.
Nobody's walked out. Well, one thing for sure, I always say, whoever walks out, then that's a blessing.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a very loving thing if a person is afraid and they move away until they're not afraid, because what happens is that they leave you with the people who appreciate you like you are, and until you're yourself, you'll never know who those people are, and the frightening thing to most people is to express themselves and wonder if everybody they know is going to leave, you know what I'm saying, but then that's what it takes sometimes in order for you to begin to draw the people to you that can love you the way you are, and then just the way you are turns them on, and it's what they believe that they need. You can't you can't get a better deal than that when somebody tell you, you know, I just the way you are. That's all right with me. What? Just be you more. You know, how many times you've been in a relationship with somebody that told you, be you more? It's usually, if you would just, this one little thing, if you just would not do this, if you could just do this other little thing, I would really get, you see what I'm saying? That's different from being with somebody that's saying to you, would you please be more you? Because what you are is so satisfying, and it teaches me everything I need to know in a way that works for me and that I really get it. Yes.
What if the person is kind of a love relationship, like your love relationship as a family member?
It's not any different. It's never any different. Never tell yourself that a different form means that there's a different attitude that you got to take in that situation. That's one of the best tricks going. You do your family just like you do everybody else, which is you recognize that they're spiritual beings on their spiritual path who are responsible for their experience, who are creating their own reality, who are more than they think they are, and are playing whatever role it is that they believe that they need to play. And it's up to you to choose for your own happiness and to do what gives you the most peace so that you have some peace to offer them. And you have to let go of that desire for other people to approve of what you're doing in order for it to be okay. So therefore, they've got to like what you're getting ready to do or even like what you're saying to them. No, they don't. If you can tell somebody the truth, that don't mean they're going to necessarily like it. You can show up as who you are. It doesn't mean everybody's going to necessarily like it. So if you make the condition of everybody liking it before you can say it or express it, a condition of your happiness, then you will never experience your joy. Because you're supposed to be so in touch with the beauty of who you are and so clear about your own. See, I know what my purpose is. See, I know my purpose is peace. I know my purpose is love. Now, do I have an ego that sometimes, you know, act up? Yeah, just like anybody else. But I know what my purpose is. I know that I'm not walking, standing up and looking at you all wanting to manipulate, harm you, or hurt you in any kind of way. I know that. So anything you say about me contrary to that, that's not my business. That's not even my problem because I know it's not true. So what you just did was reveal you to me. Because if you could see, if you were really intuitive, if you were really in touch with your spiritual nature, you'd know you could trust me. So the fact that you don't know you can trust me lets me know I can't trust you. It doesn't mean I condemn you. It doesn't mean I judge you. It's just like, okay, if you go into this new world, and this new world has to do with peace, and we're in a world where people believe in kicking butt in order to have peace, well, how do you have peace when you're that kind of person? That's always a good question. Right? Right. And so the way that you do that is you become so peaceful yourself and so centered yourself that you would never even magnetize things to you that would even hurt you to begin with. And even if it did happen to you, you'd have the level of consciousness to know that there is some kind of a lesson in that you need to learn that's going to make you a bigger, stronger being. You see, but what I've noticed to be true is that what the world does is that it won't let you lie to yourself. So if you're telling yourself one thing, but you're really feeling another thing deep down inside, then the world reflects back to you what you really believe about yourself so that you can get out of denial and see what's really going on. So if you're a nice person and everybody's treating you crappy, if you're a nice person and everybody's treating you crappy, if you're a nice person that always looks like somebody messing with you, if you're a nice person and it always seems like you're a victim, you are mad as hell. You have a ton of subconscious anger, and you're blaming everybody around you for what happens to you, and that's what's up under your smiling face. And you need to know what's under your smiling face so it won't keep showing up in your life hurting you. You are not a nice person being attacked. You are, there's no such thing. You know, you are showing a face of innocence, a face of niceness, a face of kindness, but beneath that you have fears and insecurities and guilts and resentments and grievances that you have not released, have not worked through. Maybe you got the programming from the world that told you that you were not enough or that you were born in sin or born in guilt. You have some subconscious beliefs in your own unworthiness that are being reflected back to you through what appears to be the injustices that other people are perpetrating on you. And there is not enough God, dogs, policemen, and armies to protect you from everything in the outside world. The only thing that protects you from what's in the outside world is to have an inside world that would never attract that to you. And that's what this is about, giving us new perceptions so that we can change our consciousness and therefore change our reality. So every relationship is supposed to have the purpose of helping you remember that power. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's a different thing. Trying to get into a relationship, like I was saying earlier, to have a different relationship, I realized I had to have a different kind of mentality coming at me through that female body. And the safest woman to be with, since this time around, that's what I'm focusing on more than men. I've done it all, I'm quite sure. Okay. It doesn't make any difference because the insane thought system will work with same-sex relationships as well as it will work with unsane-sex relationships. There'll be people that are happy in those relationships and people who are tripping in those relationships, you know, because the thought system is the same. It has nothing to do with the bodies. Okay? So that's what's so cool about this is that we're getting to the point that we are recognizing that there is a new way of thinking that we can use that will change our mind, and that's what it's trying to give us right now. This new way of thinking that will change our mind, and it's letting us know what we're going to go through while we're in the process so that we won't freak out. Everybody got that? Okay. And so it's saying that once the unholy, unhappy relationship has accepted the goal of happiness, it can never again be what it was. The safest person to be with is a person that looks at themselves as being a spiritual being having a human experience. The safest person to be with is a person who really sees themselves as being a spiritual being having a female experience and a spiritual being having a male experience. See, I see myself as a spiritual being having an African-American male experience in America. It's a trip. It's a great trip. It's a wonderful trip. It's an unbelievable trip. All of us chose our different sexes and races and conditions to have our lesson in love, and we could share great stories with each other. You know, so you're looking for a person who knows they're a spiritual being having a physical experience, right? That's different from a person who thinks they are a human being spiritual. A spiritual man and a spiritual woman is a totally different thing than being a spiritual being functioning through a female form and a spiritual being functioning through a male form. That's two different kind of beings. Because one of them, still the spiritual man and spiritual woman, still have a core belief about themselves as being separate. I'm a really nice separate guy. I'm a really nice spiritual guy. Okay, so that means that my core identity is still rooted in the idea of being separated, so I'm still operating from the ego thought system, but very nicely. Okay, so I figured out all the man rules, but I'm a nice man. She figured out all the female rules, but she's a nice female. Spiritual woman, spiritual man. Then there's the other flip side, which is the spiritual being that knows that they are functioning through the male body. They are not overly attached and overly identified with their form, so therefore they are not as defensive and they don't get upset about everything. And not only that, they actually really feel their oneness with you, and so they wouldn't do anything to you that they wouldn't want to happen to themselves. And so you're just automatically dealing with a being that's going to treat you better because they already realize that you are them. That's where I'm going. You know, I didn't have fun being a black man until I realized I wasn't. Then when I realized I wasn't, then I could enjoy all of the African stuff, you know. I could appreciate my boogie chakra and all the rest of the stuff that I didn't know I had. I had an extra chakra, you know. Boogie! You know what I'm saying? It's time to create. You know. You know, know what I mean? I'm telling you. So when I changed my mind, I started attracting all these incredible male and female energies into my life, like you.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? The proof, I mean, I got the demonstration right in front of me right now. Look around this room. And you tell me you don't see some good-looking people sitting up in here. Lord have mercy. You better learn some course before you ask any of them out. Don't you dare ask nobody out in this room before you study some course. Because you don't want to repeat the past. You want to do it new, right? But people don't, until a person loves themselves, they tend not to be attracted to people who they have the most peace with. Until a person really loves themselves, they tend not to get turned on by the people who are the most peaceful. They're usually turned on by the people who they go through the most conflict with. Just watch your friends and you'll see exactly what I'm saying. The person that's who is the person that they're freaking out about, that they're so enamored with, that they're so turned on by, that's driving them crazy? That's right. Just think about it. The person is the same person that's turning them on more than anything is the same person that makes them so mad it's ridiculous. So why is your passion linked to fear and anger? Why is it that you can't be turned on unless it's a conflict or somebody that's not giving you what you want and that's the one you really want? That's a good question to ask yourself. Why are you turned on by what you can't have? Because that's what people do who don't love themselves. Because they don't want to receive. If you don't love yourself, you don't deserve to receive. So the cool person is there. The dream person is there. The person you've always wanted to experience, they're there. But you don't see them yet because you're not looking from the eyes of love. So they look like they're invisible and that they don't exist. Everything you want is already in your life, but you can't see it. Because it refuses to become visible until you love it. And I think it's a great plan. I don't want nobody to see me that don't love me either. I don't want anybody to be attracted to me that would wish me ill will. Pass right by me.
Please.
You see what I'm saying? When I was old school, it was just the opposite. I'd be like, oh, why did they pass me by? Why didn't they see me? You know what I'm saying? It's like, now I realize that it's a blessing that people who don't know what love is don't see you. You just save yourself a ton of drama. You know, because guess what? Because somebody they can see would see you. Somebody they could see would see you. They would go, wow, that's something really cool about you. You know, just they would see you. So as you begin to wake up in consciousness, you will become more and more invisible to the world. And if you don't understand that, your ego will be tripping, wondering why it looks like right for a little while, that you're not attracting as many people to you as you used to attract to you. Well, you're not crazy as you used to be. So you're not attracting the nuts. Because you know what I'm talking about. You've had them. Right? Has everybody here had some nuts?
Yeah.
Okay. So we already know they can look good. Some of the most insane women I've ever seen were so fine it was ridiculous. Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You had some of the cutest, craziest men that ever walked the earth. You know you have. You know. So we know that the form has nothing to do with the content. And when you really wake up, you're looking for the form, the content over the form. But guess what? The form will conform to the content. And if it's coming from love, it'll be the perfect one for you. You don't even have to worry about that. It won't be the perfect one for you. And then you wouldn't want anybody that was so selfish that they wouldn't want you to be loved by nobody else.
That's
for sure. You on the road. You screwed up then, don't buddy. We was enlightened there for a second now. You said that about what? Loving somebody? Wait, but love somebody else?
You crossed the boundary.
You messed up now. Yeah, you count on the fact that love includes more than you, aren't you? Aren't you counting on the fact that there's a lot of people in your life that you could appreciate and that could appreciate you? When I said love a lot of people, we're talking from a course perspective, not the human perspective. When people in the human perspective hear the word love everybody, they think having sex with everybody is the first thing that comes to their mind. And then they go into fear of the loss of their specialness because they don't know what love is. But when you're talking about loving everybody, you're talking about being in a reality where there's full appreciation for everything and everyone around you. Loving everybody is appreciating everybody. And you can appreciate everybody without there being a threat to anybody. But it's only when you mistake love for the body that you get all upset at that idea of love being freedom. Because for you, the body is the symbol of the love. So therefore, anything that has to do with the body is of the utmost importance to you. So the Course is trying to get us to understand that all your lack of peace about anything is coming from the belief system that you have and what you believe about yourself.
Thank you.
And that in the very beginning, when you make a decision that you really want to have a relationship that's better than the one you had at first, you're going to have to pass through that stage of just seeing how bad it is. Because when you open your eyes and see that it's not what you really want, that's what you're seeing. That it's not along the lines of what you really want. And that's a necessary stage because that means you finally opened your eyes and realized you deserve more than what you're giving yourself. And that's a high state. That's a beautiful state. So if you're at that point that you're looking around your reality right now and you're going, dog, you know, I'm ready for some changes. I can't, some stuff got to give around here. You're in a very high spiritual state. Don't be feeling like that means you're a slacker. Like if you were really being spiritual, you just wouldn't be bothered about liking something you don't like. No, if you don't like it, and you admit you don't like it, you're much more likely to do the thing that'll move you out of it. If you don't like it and you tell yourself you do like it, then you'll stick around in it longer than you need to. Because at the point that it's causing you pain, consistently, according to this, is the point in which you have learned the lesson and you're sticking around after you've learned the lesson. You got the lesson, but you're still hanging in there. It's like graduating from high school and then going back the next year. You know what I mean? It's like, why are you going back to take your final exam again? You passed in the spring. And so at the point that you have learned the lesson you're supposed to learn out of any situation, it becomes a situation that's bringing you fairly constant pain. That just means you learn as much as you can from that situation at this time, but you're refusing to either heal it or separate. And you're not guilty and you're not bad. It's just you just need to know that you're taking yourself through needless pain because you've already gotten what you're supposed to get out of it, because no lesson that comes from God is one that's going to call for your suffering. So at the point your suffering starts is the point that you realize you're learning your own lesson. That you're the one teaching you this lesson, because nothing that loves you would set it up where you had to be miserable most of the time in order to grow spiritually. You know, nothing that loves you is going to make you suffer in order to have what you deserve. Nothing that loves you is going to ever attack you or hurt you. Nothing that loves you is going to put you through a bunch of crap constantly in order for you to be happy and grow. You have to make those kind of decisions now. Who created me, love or fear? What created me, something that's loving or something that's frightening? And out of that decision, you will determine what your whole reality would be. I'm making the stand that what created me is love, and what created me nurtures me, and what created me wants me to be happy, and what created me takes care of me, and what created me doesn't condemn me, and what created me gave me some power, wouldn't have put me here helpless, got to have a plan, wouldn't have left me alone, will tell me what to do, will heal my mind. Or I can go, what created me is punishing me, condemning me, judging me, seeing me as bad, punishing me so I can learn lessons. Okay, if that's my perception of what created me, then all of my relationships will be a reflection of my relationship with God. So if I think my relationship with God is one that's about punishment and condemnation, then all the relationships I form will have some form of punishment and condemnation in them. Broken into by periods in which we go to the pavilion or 16th Street Mall or something. You know, so what I would invite you to do tonight is to take a stand about what created you tonight. If you don't do anything else tonight, nobody can do that for you. You're going to have to make your own decision about what created you. Did love create you or did fear create you? I don't care what your mama said, your daddy said, your church said, your Bible said, what nothing else anybody outside of you has ever said to you. You've got to make a decision for yourself. Are you love or are you fear? Are you innocent or are you guilty? Do you deserve to be happy or do you deserve to be punished? Because out of that decision will come the reality that you will manifest from this point forward.
All right.
And so I'm siding with the fact that you're innocent. I'm siding with the fact that you deserve to be happy. I'm deciding that you are guided. You are not alone. You are powerful. There is a divine plan for your life. That divine plan is being acted out right now. You cannot lose. Everything that's happening to you, whether you realize it or not, is for your own best interest. It's going to present some beautiful gift to you beyond anything that you've ever imagined. That's the decision that I'm choosing to make for you and for myself.
Yeah.
So what's so cool about it, the truth, is that it doesn't matter whether anybody else joins with you, agrees with you, or anything like that, because if it's the truth, it's going to work for you anyway.
Yeah.
See, they'll do the same thing when they're ready to be happy. Because anybody that's ready to be happy would just immediately join in with the idea of my own happiness. You know, that's how you can get in touch with yourself. You know what I mean? It's like, wow, do I want to join with somebody that wants that for me? Do I want to be friends with somebody who wants that for me? Do I want to be friends with somebody who wants my joy, wants my peace, wants me to be who I am, is not trying to control me or manipulate me or put a script on me and they've forgiven me? Who could I really let somebody like that into my life? Do I really think I'm that cool? Do I think I really deserve that?
Yes.
You're doggone right you deserve it, because I'm in your life,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like that,
yep.
and you're in my life, so I believe you're like that. Mm-hmm. So you got the proof. The proof is sitting up here looking back at you.
Right.
Yeah. So if you acknowledge yourself and hearing this much, we can give it up for us. Whoa. I'm telling you, well, I want to see more of you. I want to see more of you. Please let me see more of you. I think that sounds okay, didn't it? Okay, all right. Okay, you got it? Yeah. You know, I like to see the people in my life instead of the representatives. And a lot of times in groups like this, we're looking at each other's representatives. But it's the people that we really know close that we really let see the us. And so I'd like to see your you. Okay? All right. So we're going to take a couple of minutes to move out. And before we move out, what I'd like to ask you to do right now is just to close your eyes just for a minute. And I'd like you to focus on my voice. Focus on my voice. Just close your eyes.
What's wrong with the world, mama? He's dying alive. Ain't got no mama. I think the whole world is into this drama. Only attracted to things that are bringing this trauma. Overseas, yeah, we want to stop terrorism. But we still got terrorists here living. In the U.S. setting the big CIA. The Crips said it, KKK. But it's only after love with your own weight. Then you only space to discriminate. And when you discriminate, only generate hate. And when you hate, you're bound to get outraged. It is tactics, but you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Niggas gotta have love if you set it straight. Take your soul to your mind and meditate. And let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
Is what you get. You tell me all that you see.
Giving each other the love. This is just a class. This is a chance for us to give what we want to receive.
Still the same, always change. New days are strange, all the same. If love and peace are strong, why are the people the love that don't belong? Nations love the bomb. Chemical gas is filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As a youth, I'm so past yourself. Is the love is really gone? I can ask myself, really, what is going on? All that we live in, people keep on getting. Decisions, only visions of delivery. Now respecting each other, times out of cover. A war's going on, but the reasons are the cover. The truth is kept secret, it's worth a little fun. If you never know the truth, if you never know the love, what the fuck, yo? Come on, I was the truth, yo. Come on, I was the fuck, yo.
There is nothing to fear. The hardest part is the beginning. In the the beginning, you see how opposite things are to what you wanted to be. But that which created you, it took your invitation immediately, and it's going to take you through to the other side where the love is. It's time to go where the love is. It's time to be what the love is. You have to be what you want to have. I want to be what I want to have.
Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us followed with the wrong affection. Wrong information overshown by the media. Negative images just to make criteria. Infecting the same mind as the bacteria. Kids will act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happens to the values of humanity? Whatever happens to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading, they'll be spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. No wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive and love the sound. I'm a
Phil, give your relationships up right now. Take that person back. Give you the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I give you the love as part of myself. I give you true love as part of myself. I give you true love as part of myself. I give you true love as part of myself. May the course be with you all. I appreciate y'all. Pause our ball. You're a blessing in my life. Thank you so much for coming. Sunday, 1 o'clock. I'll be speaking at the 11 o'clock service also.